to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm why Shandy. Is everybody laughing?
Because I started this yawn train that I meant it to be a joke, and then you all yawned, and then I felt bad. Yeah, the first yawn was real. The other two were just kind of like a goat scream at you.
Yawning in the corner over there is Shandy. Yeah.
It was totally one of those, like, you don't even have to yawn, but because people are talking about it, it happened.
It's a shared experience, yawning.
Yes.
Well, I had to get up really early for work today, so I'm yawning as a chit. Stop! Now we're making our listeners yawn.
Yep.
I just spent 40 minutes on the phone with my health insurance.
Yeah, that's yawn-inducing.
So that was yawn-inducing, yeah.
That's true. I opted to not spend 3.5 hours at the DMV yesterday. That would have been yawn-inducing.
I was going to say, that should have given you back some energy. That's like bonus point.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Which, stay tuned for that story on our upcoming Real Weird Sisters episode. Stop yawning!
I didn't mean to. I covered my mouth, though.
Yeah. I didn't get to work out this morning, so I'm extra sleepy.
Aww.
Got up just as early, and I didn't work out, so I'm all sleepy time.
Oh, my God. That's now good. I can't stop doing it.
Let's see. What's not yawn-inducing?
Anyway, what's up, guys?
Oh, you know. I picked up my retainer this morning, so I'm the proud owner of a removable retainer.
Wow.
Nice. How do you like it so far?
33. Well, tonight will be my first night wearing it.
Okay.
I got it fitted and like to make sure it was all good. They showed me how to take it out, put it in, and then I went on my merry way. And they were like, well, it's going to feel really weird at first. So maybe like this week when you come home, like put it in and like wear it for longer. But you can't wear it when you're eating and it affects your speech a little bit. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to put it in, take it out, eat dinner, podcast, then put it back in. So I'm just going to wait. I'm going to put it in tonight.
Yeah. Some people like to wait until the evening.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Tomorrow I'll wear it longer, but.
So do you have to put it in all day?
No. You can't.
Is it like, uncomfortable being in all day?
Yeah. It's not the best, but it's clear. It's like an Invisalign, so like you can't really see it.
Do you have it in I've right seen now?
No. Remember the speech thing? Trust me, you would know if I had it in right now. You would know.
Would we?
Yeah.
We'd be able to see it, probably.
You'd be able to see it.
Fair enough.
And you'd be able to hear it.
Fair enough. All right. Shandy went to a porn festival.
Yes, yes,
I
did.
I love how you said it like you were tattling on her. Like
Monica and Chandler are living together.
You like knock something over. You're like, Shandy did it!
I went to the 13th Annual Hump Film Festival in San Francisco over the weekend. It was the same day as the 2nd Annual Women's March. So we can talk about Women's March afterwards. But basically, that combination is like the most amazing day you can possibly ever have. And, okay, so guess what? Like, so it was... It was the same like theater as last year, and it was, you know, of course, different collection of films, shorts, and I can maybe talk about a couple of them. But really the most fucking amazing, exciting part was we're like sitting there, and if you'll remember from last year, there was like, I don't know if I really described this or not, but there was like a video that started beforehand that sort of like explained the rules. You know, you're going to see people of all different ages, sizes, genders, et cetera, et cetera. Don't be the asshole that laughs at anyone, you know, whatever, like setting the ground rules. And like, it's Dan Savage's film festival. So it's Dan Savage on that video explaining these ground rules. This year he was fucking there in person.
Oh, cool.
he walked up on stage, and because somebody, like, we saw somebody walking up on stage, and Frank was like, oh, is that, like, is that the Dan Savage guy? Because he doesn't, he's not, like, he doesn't listen, like, to the podcast like I do, you know, so I'm pretty sure he doesn't even, like, didn't know what he looked like before or anything. But I was like, oh, no, I, like, he, I mean, he goes to these things when they're, like, in Seattle and maybe Portland, but I can't imagine he'd be here. And then I, like, did a double take and was like, oh, holy shit, that is Dan Savage. He's standing right in front of me. He's talking to us. Oh, my God. It was fucking amazing. That's my takeaway.
You were in San Francisco. It's not like you were in some, like, remote village. Like,
of course
he would come to San Francisco.
I was not expecting it. He wasn't there last year. It was just a very unexpected surprise, and it was really awesome. I think that part of the reason that he was there too was because he explained, so they do, like, you know, various awards for, like, funniest short and let me see what some of the other, like, best humor, best sex, best kink, etc. So they do, like, these various awards, and apparently it's the people in Seattle and Portland who get to vote
on the award. Why is that?
I think probably just because it started in Seattle, like, he's based in Seattle, so it's, you know, in the beginning it was probably just sort of Seattle, I'm guessing. Anyway, it started in, like, 2005. It was not on my radar, so I'm not sure, like, I have to, like, go and look. But anyway, I'm guessing that's why. And it's slowly been, you know, getting bigger and bigger.
I thought he was based out of Chicago for some reason. I don't know why. No. I didn't realize it was Seattle.
Yeah, no, he lives in Seattle. He writes for The Stranger, and he, like, yeah, it's very much gung-ho about Seattle, but which is a fun city, incidentally. But anyway, he talked about how, you know, there's, like, obviously a lot of participation from San Francisco. A lot of the videos that made it into the festival this year were from, you know, San Franciscans or people in the Bay Area. And so starting next year, they're going to open the voting also to San Francisco.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So maybe that's part of why he was there in person. Also it was just a good excuse to go to San Francisco. I don't know, but he was there. He talked to us. He walked right by me afterwards. It was great. I didn't get to, like, I wondered, like, if he'd, like, be hanging around afterwards. I did not see him, and we didn't linger too much, and I wasn't going to be that person. I was going to be that person if I saw him. But I was,
Let's be real.
But he, like, I don't know, you know, I'm sure he was off doing whatever. Who knows? So I didn't get to see him or, like, pose with him for a picture or anything afterwards, but I did get to see him with my own two eyes and, like, hear his voice live and in person. It was awesome. Then we watched some porn. It was great.
So I'm dying to know, what was the object this year?
Okay, so they had a couple, and he said, and I don't know if this is different from last year, because last year I thought that they said it was mandatory, like every short had to include it. And this year he said, and maybe I just misunderstood that, but this year he said that, like, yeah, we had, like, here are the things that we had that were optional that people could put in if they wanted to, like, give you a little wink and nudge that this was made specifically for the festival. Uh-huh. So some of them didn't have it, but it was the like Planned Parenthood shirt.
Okay.
Okay. So, or, like, logo. So, like, a lot of people were, like, wearing the shirt, or you would see it somewhere in the video. And then also ping pong balls, which were not used in as creative a way as you might think. But there were
a couple of substitutes.
Right, exactly. Mm. Although there was an eggplant. That's a different story. But, like, let's see. I think there was a literal eggplant that was used, like the emoji is used.
Excellent.
In the text. Yeah, I think there was a third one, but now I can't remember it. So if any of the listeners have been to Hump this year, you can maybe remind me what it was. I was just like, I was still too excited that Dan Savage was standing, like, just feet away from me.
Tell us about some of them.
So there was one that was really funny because I think a lot of people can identify with this. It was called a Hump Public Service Announcement. And it was about basically this guy who, like, comes home and he tries to, like, turn on the TV and, like, watch TV, but the remote's not working. And he, like, looks and, like, there's no batteries, and he's, like, frustrated. And then he, like, goes and like does all these other things like around the house that would require batteries to be in the device. And every time it's like, fuck, there's no batteries. So finally he's like, okay. So he leaves to go buy batteries. And then it cuts to his partner, his wife or whatever, who's at home in bed with a vibrator, which with a bunch of batteries on the bed, like, just going to town. And that's where all the batteries have gone. And then while this is happening, the guy had like started cooking dinner or something, but then he left to go get the batteries. So the dinner caught on fire and the smoke alarm wasn't working because the batteries had been taken out. So the house like goes up in flames, and of course the wife gets out and whatever, everyone's fine, but they're like, okay, yeah, let's maybe buy some more batteries. So yeah, it's definitely the whole like no more batteries in the remote control thing, like that's for real. Like, yeah,
that's
too funny. Nice. So was that your favorite one or
no? Let's see what else. I mean, that one was funny. I really liked this one called Desert Pussy.
Jeez.
It was actually just really hot. It was in Monument Valley, and it was just this couple like having outdoor sex, which is funny because I remember last year there were a couple of ones that were just like outdoor sex scenes in like really beautiful places, and I remember those being really good too. So this might be indicative of like, I don't know, maybe there's something I need to explore here, but it was really beautiful. Let's see. There's a lot of trans porn this year. There was like a little bit last year and there was a lot this year. So I thought that was really interesting.
Nice. With the times, I like it.
Yes. Let's see. Oh, there was this one that I really liked too that was called The Alley. And it was about these two. So the description is, find tattooed strangers, find an extremely hot way to pass the time between a few spin cycles. So it's like these two, they were really hot tattooed people. And it's like set up like they're at this laundromat, and like the woman like kind of gives a look and like goes back into the alley, and the guy follows, and they just like basically start having sex. And it's a really hot scene. I liked how they did it. And it was interesting because like during the scene, like I noticed that the guy was wearing a wedding band. So that was like, okay, like is like, what's the situation here? Anyway, at the end, when they're going back inside, the woman is like something to the effect of like, I hope our washing machine breaks down again next week or something like that. So like they were together, but anyway, it was fun. Oh my God. Boys at the Beach was great. Also, I should have said spoiler alert because I'm totally giving away like punchlines and all. So sorry if you're planning on going, I'm kind of ruining it for you, but Boys at the Beach was really funny. It lasted probably like, I don't know, 20 seconds. And it was just like a line of dudes, and all you could see, the camera was like focused from like navel to upper thigh, and it just panned across them with like fun like summer like beach music, and they were all just naked and like helicoptering the shit out of their dicks, and like it was like done in slow motion. And that was it.
It's really funny. That is really funny.
It was great. It was really great.
Slow down.
Just like bouncing around all crazy.
I feel like this is a good opportunity to give a spoiler for our future Harry Potter special, in which Shandy thinks that this also is something that happens at Hogwarts.
Not quite the same. I did not say they were helicoptering together.
No. No. Just saying, it's boarding school. Bunch of horny teenagers locked up in a castle. Stuff happens.
There was a moment where I thought about the broadcast during this festival, because one of the videos was called "Is Queefing an Instrument?"
Okay.
Oh my God! Please tell me it was a queefing symphony.
Yeah, it also had just like close-ups of vaginas. I think it was the same vagina. It looked like the same vagina. On like three different, the screen was like cut in thirds. So it was like a triptych, if you will. And they were all, it was just the vagina queefing. And so like one third of the screen would queef and there'd be noise, and then another. And it was done sort of like as if it were. like a musical instrument and like a, you know, doing a song or something. Also right. a short one, but fun. I was really nervous when I saw that one of them was called Bed Bugs. But it was not anything like you would think. That was actually just really nice. Like a woman was, getting rid of her mattress after her boyfriend, like after they broke up, and it kind of went through like flashbacks of just like kind of their whole relationship with like kind of, you know, just like everything you go through with the person.
Oh, that's a really, that's yeah. a cool idea. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really cool. It was very nice.
So how many films do they show? Cause they're all shorts.
They're all shorts. God, Dildro. That one was funny too. I think there were like 21. I'll have to count this.
Oh, so do they do it like an act that like there's like act one and it's like 10 shorts and then there's an intermission and then.
So I remember last year that there being an intermission and there was not an intermission this year. So I don't know like it was just different every year or what. But yeah, it was just all the way through.
Huh. That's a long time. Sometimes people got to get up and pee.
Yeah. So some of them.
Or if nothing else, just adjust.
So, and that's what we went to the latest showing this time, and we've decided that in the future we will not go to the latest showing. We'll, in fact, probably go to the earliest showing in the day because, like, the people behind us, for example, it was a group of three people, it was just two women and this guy, and like, there was definitely some laughing at the beginning of it, like, kind of nervous laughing. And like, I get it, it's the first time you've been there, it's kind of, it's like this weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Thing. Yeah, even though you bought the tickets and you know what you're getting into and whatever, and you were just told not to laugh at people that look different from you and whatever. But anyway, so it was like at the beginning it was fine, but then like one of the people in particular, it's like she never got over the nervous laughing thing. And like every time one of the new shorts would start, it would be like a little bit of laughter for like nothing.
Oh.
It was really kind of annoying. And then the dude, of course, would have to like comment at the end of each short to like tell like, oh, like that, I really liked that. Oh, that was, yeah, interesting. Like just like fucking save it for afterwards. And part of the problem also probably was that at the later show, like, people had probably had drinks, and so right. then there was a lot of, like, getting up and peeing, which, like, if you get up and pee, like, you're gonna miss at least one entire short. They are right. maximum 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's why it's surprising they didn't have an intermission, because that's just, like, yeah. that's a long yeah. time
yeah.
for a person to sit still.
Yeah. It was doable. I can tell you from being there that it was definitely doable, but, like, yeah, I think maybe if we go to, like, the first showing, people won't, you know, be like inebriated and
right. be a little more respectful. To,
like, yeah, why don't they take the amateur porn festival more seriously?
Seriously.
Seriously, yes. God damn it. Dan Savage was there to tell them in person. Don't be a douche.
Don't be a douche.
Don't be a douche.
But I mean, overall, yeah, just like really fucking awesome again.
Awesome.
Nice. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. So yeah. you did the Women's March beforehand then, right?
Yes.
And how was that?
That was really great too. We were a little bit late, but we just like snuck in there. I mean, there were so many people. I actually forgot to look up how many people ended up showing up, but like, wasn't it like as big, if not bigger?
Yeah, I think they said New York was several thousand. They ended up having to extend the route.
Yeah.
And they had to close off a couple additional blocks north because there was too many people.
Wow, that's awesome.
Because I was, like, I kind of assumed that there would be fewer people this year.
I did
just
too.
Because,
I did too.
Yeah, because it wasn't right after, like, the inauguration. But, I mean, props to everyone.
Momentum is building.
Well, that's yeah. good. And it was, like, because I ended up going, like, I missed it because I had a baby shower and I, like, really was upset because I was just like, oh, like, I don't want to be one of those people, like, particularly one of those white women that, like, was all fired up this time last year and showed up and then have kind of petered out and abandoned things. And I was just so afraid that people weren't going to show up. So it was just like, oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
I can do other stuff every day. So I don't think that you need to feel like that. But,
well, yeah, but we can always do more.
Oh, of course.
We can always do more. And I think take that message a little more seriously. I'm very hard on myself, but
yeah,
but good. Was there a rally in San Francisco, or is it just the march? Like, were there any
there speakers? Was a yeah, there was a rally in San Francisco, but we totally missed that. Like, we That's where, just like you were saying, we can all do better. We did not wake up early enough this year to do that. So had a little bit of a hard time getting out of bed. I don't know. It was like an exhausting week. It's not like we didn't go out the night before or anything like that. But so we didn't actually get out the door early enough to make the rally, but there was a rally. I'm not sure who the speakers were, but we went to the march and it was just like, I was telling Frank, like, it's just like so good for the soul to be around so many like-minded people who all have a similar message and who are all not crazy and who like get it. And, you know, in this like great moment of solidarity and like all the signs and just like, it was nice because like we marched and then we, you know, went to the end and we were like looking around at different signs and everything and kind of just like we kept lingering because it was like, okay, well, we kind of, you know, we had to leave at one point because we had like other stuff we were supposed to go do. But it was like, at what point do you leave? Because it just feels so good to be here. And it was nice. People were like singing. Yeah. Some woman was walking around shirtless.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Awesome. I feel like that's one of those things that literally only in San Francisco. Most other cities, as liberal as they may be, a cop would have stopped it.
And it was in the area where like cops were there. I don't know how, I didn't like follow her, you know, journey, because I didn't want to be that fucking creep. But like, yeah, I'm sure a cop must have seen her at some point. So I don't know if she was told to get close or what, but. Yeah, she's definitely walking around shirtless, though, when I saw her.
Hey. Well,
meanwhile, Frank had two shirts.
You can never have too many shirts.
Well, he bought, so I guess technically he had three shirts because he had the shirt that he was wearing that day just like to, you know, wear clothes. And then they were selling these amazing shirts like sort of halfway through the march, this like random couple of people. And it's this crazy shirt with Trump's head on it, with like a ball gag in his mouth, and it says Trump is not my safe word. And I've never seen somebody get so many comments for a shirt, but people, like, you could see them as soon as they saw it, they were like taking pictures and like laughing and talking to him about it. It's perfect because we were going to the porn thing later that night, so he wore it to that too, and people really liked it. And somebody gave him another shirt because he was like selling shirts, but he liked Frank's shirt so much that he was like, here, you need to have this shirt too.
You, sir, have great taste in t-shirts. I got a little something for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was good. Good times.
Nice.
So now we know that the only thing that can get you away from a feminist rally is a porn festival.
Good to know.
Basically, yeah.
Very cool. I have exciting news.
Okay.
Ooh.
We have now had 3 successful days without a poo-poo in our pants.
Three.
That's
barely turned a corner.
Well, really 2 1/4, because we did have an incident on Monday evening that involved poop on the wall, but...
Sure. Which wall, might I ask?
Oh, the downstairs bathroom.
Well, at least it was in the bathroom.
Which I, you know, had just cleaned for, in case anybody heard the story on the Ramblecast, I had just cleaned that bathroom for, you know, anticipating my parents coming down. And then I was like, oh, man. But Jay cleaned it up, thankfully. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm not here to tell poop on wall stories today. But no, I don't know. He pooped at school.
Yay!
Twice on Monday, twice on Tuesday. Yesterday, he pooped at school and at home. And it was all by himself. He just like went and did it and then told someone.
Oh, which that's was awesome.
I was like, my little boy has grown up. Thank God.
What did I tell you, though? That my little brother was the same way, too. Really headstrong and just one day decided, like.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
No, I got it. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, we'll see if this, you know, it's only day 3, so I don't want to celebrate too much. But yeah, today he didn't go at all at school, but he promised. Jay said, okay, like, we can go to Chick-fil-A for dinner because I had to work late. So I ended up meeting them there, like, when they were done. And, you know, and he's like, you can play in the playpen if you don't, you know, poop your pants. because, you know, it's common. You shit like 3 times a day. There's no way that not shitting as of 5:30 is, you know, really going to end well for any of us. But to his credit, he kept it in.
Nice.
He kept it until he got home and, you know, pooped on the potty at home all by himself.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I was very proud. So yay!
Hooray!
I didn't think it was ever going to happen, and it might still not happen again, but I just wanted to share my good news because, my God, I have been a hormonal mess lately, and, you know, I cry at the drop of a hat now, but I was super, super excited about that. So, yeah.
That's good. He's preparing to be a big brother. You know, it's like, use that to your advantage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. He actually, over the weekend, told Jay he was going to teach him how to make poopy on the potty.
So, oh, that's really nice.
He brought him into the bathroom. He was like, okay, Daddy, now you sit on the potty. Okay, now. And then, like, literally was repeating everything that Jay always says to him.
So he's got the instructions down.
So he's got the instructions. He was like, are you ready to push yet, Daddy? Okay, well, I'm going to, because, you know, Zach will throw a screaming temper tantrum like, I don't want to go. So we'll be like, all right, well, let us know when you're ready to go and we'll come back in. You stop screaming. So, like, he, like, role played that whole thing out with, like, him is Jay and Jay is him, even though Jay was just like, wow, okay. And then after, he was like, no, Daddy, if you don't poop, you can't get up. And he was serious. Thank God we have that squatty putty. And then he was like, now let me see it to make sure you went.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
It's really funny. So clearly we put a lot of things together.
Yep. Yeah, connected some dots.
So yay. That was good. I had this like somewhat roller coaster day yesterday in which it started where I have to go to the DMV because they're doing this thing in North Carolina, like the real ID for traveling. And my license expires on my birthday this year. I may be a little busy on my birthday. So I was like, all right. So it started in the morning where I had the list of stuff I had to bring. And my social security card is one of them because you have to, you know, you have to bring more than you need to, like, be able to get married. So, you know, you need, like, the voter registration card, a utility bill, your social security number.
Jesus Christ.
Your passport.
I just want to make sure that you're really you.
Yeah, like, I had to bring my passport and my driver's license. So I had this whole, like, you know, long list of things, and I got them all together. And then we needed the social security card from the safe, and Jay couldn't remember the combination. Well, he knew the combination. It turned out that he had the numbers just backwards, but as of when I left, we couldn't get it open. And I was like, well, damn it, I guess I'll just try again on Friday morning then. And then I got to work, and my W-2 form was there. And I looked online, and that I could do that in place of a social security card. And I was like, fuck yeah, this is the best ever. Like, this thing just magically appeared. It's a sign. Like, I couldn't do that. And, you know, so I was like super, super excited. So I headed down at lunchtime. I was prepared to wait like an hour, as I said on the upcoming episode that you guys will hear, because we recorded with the Real Weird Sisters last night, but you'll hear it. Whenever you hear them, I had a baby. So yay. I get there and the guy's just like 3.5 hours minimum. And I was like, okay then. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to be productive on my lunch break instead. So I went home and I pooped and it was great. I was feeling really good about myself.
Like son, like mother.
Yeah, pretty much. So I was feeling really good about myself. I was like, you know, I got a couple of things done at home, so I'm checking boxes off the list. I called the DMV because I was on hold with them to make an appointment then, which I couldn't get one until February 23rd. So I guess I'm either not driving or just going to risk the expired license thing for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So feeling like I go back to work after lunch and I'm feeling like great and productive and I'm like, you know, rawr, woman. And then my boss leaves as I get in, and she calls me like within 2 minutes. And I'm like, oh, did she forget something? She goes, so you have a flat tire. I was like, oh, no. So, okay, fine. I'm like, well, whatever. I'll just call AAA. That was a whole other thing in which I learned that the basic AAA membership doesn't cover as much as I remember it covering. Or maybe at some point I got downgraded and didn't know. The only thing they cover is putting a spare tire on or towing you 3 miles. Over 3 miles, you pay $4 a mile.
Oh.
And I was like, why do I have this membership if I could just pay whatever the price is for a membership to have it towed, like, yeah, like a one-time kind of thing,
yeah,
from some company. So I was a little, like, annoyed about that to start. And then, like, things just kept going downhill from there. And, like, by the end of the day, I was a hot mess, and Jay had to come, and it was all sorts of, like, me and ugly tears.
Aww.
And I ended up needing 3 new tires, which sucked.
Oh my God.
So it turns out I didn't have a spare for AAA, because I thought I could have sworn that AAA has patched up my tire before and gotten me to, like, the tire place. Or, you know, then I've driven to the tire place.
Right.
Because I get, like, a flat tire, I swear to God, every 5 years. So maybe not. I don't know at this point. I just know that yesterday we found out that the tire that broke was not the one that was under warranty. It was the only one in my car that wasn't under warranty because it was the spare tire.
Oh, shit.
So I've been driving with a spare for several years without even knowing it, because my last...
That's kind of amazing. It lasted that long.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So, you know, they were like, well, you're going to have to get a new tire. And I was like, fair enough. Like, I get it. And then he was like, also, by the way, your other two tires have 85,000 miles on them, and you have used them to 99% capacity.
So while you're at it, you should just, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, they do the whole thing with, like, you get the rebate and the this and the that if you get the three and the blah, 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 and you could do this with the four. And I was just like... The other one, the fourth one, was from a 2015 new tire that I got. So I was like, I'm not getting four new tires. Like, that's just, you know, because at this point I'm like panicking. I'm like, oh my God, tires are so expensive. And I was like, what happened to the confident list making person that I was earlier?
Like,
in tears. And so...
Aww.
Yeah, so it was a little bit of a thing, but I've got 3 new tires now, and
nice.
I'm gonna wear those puppies to their capacity too. The guy on the phone was like, "I've never seen somebody get so many miles out of their tires," and I was like, "I drive to and from New York a lot."
It's like, well, you know, gotta get your money's worth.
Yeah, so clearly I did, but so yeah, that was that. Now all 4 of them are under warranty, so
good to
they'll get, you know, replaced for free if they break within the next 10 years or whatever the fuck it is. So that was my story.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I cried over my taxes tonight, which is why I've got puffy eyes.
Oh, I gotta do that this weekend.
I thought I was claiming 0 and I was claiming 1, and apparently I needed to be claiming 0 and I owe a lot of money. But I haven't done any of the write-offs yet, so I'm hoping that it goes down.
Hmm.
Good times. So,
yeah. Oh, man. I haven't even thought about taxes yet. And every year I tell myself I'll do them by the end of January, and every year I do them on
April 15th. I was hoping to do them, you know, to get it out of the way. But I haven't gotten the statement from, like, the both mortgage companies, because we had the two.
Right.
So I can't, like, put that in. I can't. There's certain things I haven't gotten the bank statement yet, because where we pay the taxes on whatever interest we get from, like, our savings account.
Right.
And
yeah, I get that too, but it's always like 50 cents.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't think it's ever more than like a couple of dollars. So, but you know,
you can't even include it in your taxes. It, like, doesn't even count.
So, but I couldn't put that in. So there was a lot. So I was like, this is probably a good time to maybe put a pin in this for a while.
Yeah. No, I want to try and do mine early. my company had a breach over the summer, and my information was one of the people that got compromised. But okay, and this is maybe how like being lazy pays off, because then my company hired Equifax to protect us, and like they were going to pay for it, and all you had to do was sign up.
Oh no!
Lazy ass didn't sign up.
Oh!
And then Equifax got breached. So then it's like all my coworkers got like breached on top of breached.
Oh my God.
And I was like, so am I only like half compromised? But
so
like
no
someone
more compromised
told me
than any other day of the week in America.
Yeah, but like someone told me, like, you know, you can freeze your credit, which I didn't do again.
Yeah, I
lazy.
Have to do that too from the Equifax.
Huh.
Lazy. But someone did tell me that if you file your taxes early, like something about that process also kind of like locks you in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Or it's sort of it protects you in some way, and perhaps I should look into it more so I'm not just putting all my eggs in a basket that maybe doesn't actually exist. Just to have them spill out on the floor. But yeah. Also, and I would just really like my money back, so.
Yeah. Did you guys hear the tragic news?
I mean, which one? Like,
cougars have been officially declared extinct in the eastern United States.
Hookers?
Cougars.
Oh, cougars.
So we are a dying breed, ladies.
How is that even possible?
Wait, cougars are, like, wait. In
like the animal, right? We're talking about the animal.
Yeah, I was making a pun.
Okay.
In what part of where?
The eastern United States.
Like mountain lions?
Like eastern cougars. I don't know. They once
yeah, like mountain lions.
Every okay. United
like
States.
Like mountain lions, pumas, cougars, they're all kind of the same thing.
Yeah. You know, like
that's
cats.
Sad. I was legitimately scared last week and the weekend before that we were being stalked by a mountain lion.
Dude, that's probably possible.
Totally possible, because we went on this hike. It was so beautiful, but it was like kind of a little bit too late in the day, because we actually got a little lost, and then by the time we found the trail it was like, yeah, we needed like an extra hour, but we're like, oh, it'll be fine. And we like hiked fast, it was fine, but it was down in Big Sur, and this is actually when I was fantasizing about you guys coming to Monterey. It's like, oh, take them here. This is so beautiful.
Take them here. They can get eaten by
pool. And then we can all get eaten together.
Just we have to go earlier in the day, because I did notice at the trailhead there was, you know, there's a notice that, like, you know, there's mountain lions in the area. Like, I know that. That's all in this area. There's mountain lions. But, like, you know, you don't usually see them. It's not, like, something that you're usually, like, really thinking about. Except that since we were, like, late on the trail, it became like the sunset, and then it became like legitimately dark, where we had to get out our phones and to have any light whatsoever.
Oh,
and as we're walking along, it was kind of freaky. As we're walking along, I'm thinking about the fact that we saw that sign about mountain lions,
oh,
and the fact that
no.
I'm pretty sure mountain lions hunt like at dusk. And it was really scary, but we survived.
Did you even see a mountain lion?
No, I mean, if you see a mountain lion, it's pretty much too late. Like, you won't see it till it attacks you, because that's the thing, like, they're cats, like, they will follow you and track you for like a couple of miles, and then they will sneak up on you and
do you see any footprints?
No, but I also couldn't see much because I was walking by the light of my phone.
How about Bigfoot? Do you see Bigfoot?
No.
You know, all of this, and I never got to make my joke, which was stolen from CJ, I will admit, but it was like Trump is president and suddenly cougars are extinct. Ba-dum-cha.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You guys are a tough crowd.
It is actually really sad.
Yeah.
I mean, there were mountain lions on the East Coast. I didn't even know that. But
yeah, well, because, yeah, I don't think we call them like cougars or
whatever.
Because pumas are also the same thing, right? A puma is also a...
I think they're all different species.
I don't know. To the internet.
Is a puma the same as a cougar? Let's see.
In French, I use cougar and puma interchangeably to mean mountain lion.
Mountain lion, puma, cougar, panther. This cat is known by more names than just about any other mammal.
Nailed it.
No matter what you called it, it's still the same cat. Well, yep. This was an easier resolution than our grasshopper versus crickets discussion.
I know I hide it well, but guys, sometimes I'm pretty smart.
You are pretty smart.
I know things. I know a lot of random things.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And now everybody else. So if this is ever a Trivia HQ question, everybody here now knows the answer.
Also, I just downloaded that app yesterday. I haven't used it yet, but I have it. Cool. So there's that.
I used it.
It's kind of at rando times. What, it's like 3 and 9?
3 and 9. I used it.
It's like, dude, I'm busy, man.
So I tried it a couple of times, and the host kind of, there was a lot of like, I felt like there was some fat that could have been trimmed. I just wanted the questions and then to be done with it instead of all the dumb jokes in between. And then we did it once in the car, and it used up all of my data. Like,
yeah, that makes sense.
So I was like, oh.
Because well, it's a live stream. It's essentially like a.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking.
Yeah, that makes, yeah, that's probably something to best be done on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I was telling Daniel, I think the host, he's like a New York comedian. I'm like, I think I like inadvertently was a part of one of his like comedy videos once.
There's a bunch of different hosts.
Oh, I thought it was just the one guy with the big beak.
No, there's a bunch of different people.
Oh, cool.
They rotate. Now, I've only done it 4 or 5 times. Okay. And I have not done this since December, but anyway. If anybody out there is into it, let us know.
Yeah, I want to give it a try. Yeah. But it's just like, you know, we've been busy the past couple of days.
Very true.
And it's just like 3 o'clock. Like, I'm busy at work. Like, I don't have time.
Yeah, I don't. 3 o'clock is hit or miss for me too. 9 o'clock is worse because I might be in with Zach or I might not be.
Right. It's just like they're really awkward times.
Yeah. But anyway, all right, we're 45 minutes into this show, so let's do some feedback.
Wait, I had a story to share.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm so sorry.
We forgot about me. I'm more than just information about big cats.
Cougars are extinct. Sorry.
No, it's just a funny little stupid story that I feel like I need to tell someone to make myself feel better.
Okay.
So this morning, I literally get dressed in the dark most mornings because Daniel is still asleep and I'm really not good about like lying out my clothes the night before. Yeah. Like I'm very much the think about in the shower, what are you going to wear? And then I'll turn on like our closet. We have a big closet. So like I can turn on that light to have a little light, but I guess it's not enough because the pants I put on that I've only worn once, and I swear I checked myself out in the full length mirror before leaving the house, and like I looked fine.
Okay.
I had to go to the orthodontist this morning on my way into work to pick up my retainer, and I was late, by the way, because I'm just always late. I get there and I'm like waiting, and I sit down, and I'm like, there are giant stains down one thigh of the pant. Like it looks like grease stains. And I was like, how did those get there? Like I didn't see them this morning. So like I get like water from the little thing and I'm trying to like, I'm like, maybe it's just like wet and like it's fine. No, it's not. It's not. It's like massive, like stupid grease stains. I have no idea how they got there. And it's the morning. Like what am I gonna do? I was like, well, I guess I could like buy a new pair of pants.
Yeah.
But like I'm trying to save money, so I don't wanna like my new pants.
Aww.
And then one day I was like, God, I hope it's not grease because these, I've only worn them once. And like, I would hate.
Grease ain't never going to come out.
Exactly. Yeah, they're Stitch Fix pants. So like, they cost enough money that like one wear would be really wasteful.
Yeah.
But it's like all day I like tried to stay at my desk and like not get up and walk around as much as I normally do. I'm just like, oh no.
Wardrobe fail. That sucks. Yeah, I totally hear you. I also get dressed in the dark and I don't have a full length mirror at my house. So like, just
hit or miss.
It's usually fine, but like you never know. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I used to not even turn on the closet light. Like I used to do the whole thing in the dark until one day I was in the bathroom at work and realized I had underwear on inside out.
Oh, no.
We stopped getting dressed completely in the dark. We now turn on the closet light without feeling guilty about it.
Yeah, that's fair.
We were talking about wardrobe malfunctions kind of at work. And my boss was telling a story about how her friend in college was on the, she had like this day long date with this guy for like a first date planned, and like they were going to go to just different things. And then, you know, like it wasn't like a coffee and go home kind of thing.
It was
like
a super date.
Yeah. So they had like different activities planned super and date. They stopped at like Starbucks or I guess, I don't know if Starbucks was around back then, but they stopped at a coffee shop for their first stop, and she had a front snap bra and it broke. So she was like, and she was like, it was the very beginning of the day, so her friend had no idea if it was gonna be, you know, something where she could get away with not wearing a bra or not. Like, she didn't know how the date was gonna end up going, and she got through like two or three stops before she was like, so do you mind if we stop at like a TJ Maxx or something?
Just get like a sleep and get that sucker back together. That happened to me at work. I have like a bra that the straps like come unattached. That they kind of, yeah, like, you know, where it's got like the little like satin.
I know what you're
like,
talking about. Yeah.
And so it just, it comes out really easy. Like, it's just like a shitty semi-annual sale Victoria's Secret bra that's like not worth its weight. And I was sitting in an audio session. All of a sudden, I was just like, oh, I feel a little free. It's a little time. I'm like, yeah, no, we're cool. We're cool.
Oh, man.
But then it's like, how do you fix that? I had to go into the stall and pretty much strip from the waist up to like get at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not just like, you know, the snap where you can kind of just like fudge it back together. Like, everything had to come off so I could.
Yep. Hashtag female problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Just buy better bras.
My latest wardrobe malfunction it's not really the same thing. I was actually wearing this little wrap thing for the first time, which is also a Stitch Fix thing.
Yeah. I love that. It's super cozy.
It's super cozy. I agree. It's nice and big, and thank you. But I wore it to work for the first time that I had ever worn it, and I thought that I had like taken all the tags off, but there was a tag.
Oh, I do that all the time. It's fine.
And I realized it, like, I walked down the hall to like talk to like my boss and like one other person, and then I realized it as I was talking to them, and so I was like awkwardly trying to like keep my arm down to like, which I was thinking about it later, like, why is that so embarrassing that there's a tag on my clothes? Like, it's really stupid.
I wouldn't want
stupid,
anyone to know,
but
like, the size or the price of my clothing.
Oh, well, you can't see either. Like, there's no price on Stitch Fix tags. And, like, it doesn't really say the size either. Like, you can't see any, like, information about you or how much you spent or anything. But it was still just so mortifying to me that there was a tag on my thing. Like, oh, my God. But, like, it's really dumb to be embarrassed by that. But anyway,
like, how many times have you seen it on someone else that, like, you know, they have like the size sticker and it's like, oh, yes, my God, let me get that for you. We all do it.
It's not as bad as like coming out of the bathroom and then having somebody tell you that there's like toilet paper stuck.
Exactly. I would so much rather the sticker, because at least then people know it's clean.
Yeah. Okay.
That it's brand new. Yes.
There are two things that I constantly worry about. Not as much now that I don't like teach as much, but always I am paranoid about walking into it, like teaching a class when my fly is down. So I check my fly like probably more than like I check it as I'm like leaving my office, and I can do that, you know, like nobody sees, but it's almost just like an automatic like, okay, we're good. Yeah, we can go out. And then if I'm wearing a dress, I'm constantly paranoid that I will have gone to the bathroom and somehow my dress will get stuck like in my nylons and you walk around like showing your ass.
Or that just something's poking out. Like, I always have the fear of like a little bit of bra popping out. Just because that does happen a lot, because I'm like narrow across. So like things always fall off my shoulders when they shouldn't. Like, I feel like I'm always careful about like revealing things that I don't realize I'm revealing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to some feedback.
Okay.
All right.
Our dear friend Joanne writes in Christine NG. It's called
Ing.
Really? That's not how I would spell it.
No, that's how we pronounced it last week. Just read the email. It's about it.
Okay. I need to be snarky about it.
It was the author whose name I didn't know how to pronounce.
Ah, sorry, hold on. I have to cough. I'm going to mute it for a sec.
Go for it. She's really going to town with that cough.
Yeah. Oh, ooh. Dear.
Ooh, she just got redder than her hair.
Water's good.
Water's good. All right.
Sorry, this cold, man. It's just like, I feel like...
That's all right. We narrated your cough for the world.
I know. You forget I can hear. Just because you mute doesn't mean you can't not also hear.
Fair.
Still can hear the sound.
Fair.
Okay. But yeah, no, I just like, I feel like there's like a piece of sandpaper down my throat.
Oh.
But neither here nor there. Joanne says, I could have just used the subject line to give everyone another chance at the last name. Good job to Colleen for what I believe was the right pronunciation. But the real reason is that Colleen mentioned that one of her books is Little Fires Everywhere. And it turns out that is the book I'm currently reading. Huh. I only have about 30 pages left. It has been a real enjoyable read, and I would recommend it. If when I reach the end, I do not like the ending, I will write back in. Thank you. Always conscientious. Not a deep novel, just a story about some families and the interactions of life. Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
I would like to know what she thinks about it when she's finished.
Did you like it when you read it?
I didn't read it. I just have heard of it.
Oh.
I keep an eye on the up-and-coming stuff.
Mm-hmm. I will have to check that out because Joanne always has good book recommendations. Yes. So.
That's true. She does.
And it's a female author.
Exactly. Yep. So
all good stuff.
Check some boxes.
That's one of my criteria.
All right. Our next email is from Michael. We've come to the end of the road. Yes, we do mean a Boys to Men song. Hello, ladies. Wanted to send some feedback about a topic that hit a segment of Twitter this week. So, we all remember the horror that is Baby, It's Cold Outside. Well, now it's time to put another beloved classic in the crosshairs. I'm sure at one time or another, we all awkwardly slow dance to End of the Road by Boys to Men. I think you're aging yourself a little, Mike.
It's really more of a Casey and JoJo girl myself.
Oh, my life.
Yep, you know the one.
That's the one, right?
Yep, that's Prince the only one.
Thank God. All right, before we...
As a former huge Boys to Men fan, I can say Boys to Men at least had quite a few.
Awkward slow dance songs?
Yes. That were awesome.
Honestly, I never did slow dance to it, but we'll pretend. However, I did slow dance to Bryan Adams' Heaven and Step All Over Crush's Feet while in grade school, but I digress. That's the one. I'm finding it hard to believe when I'm lying here in your arms.
Okay, that's aging him.
I like Bryan Adams.
We're in heaven. Yeah. I like this song.
Oh, yeah, I have no problem with this song.
Let's look at some of the wonderful segments in this Motown Philly classic. Motown, so, Philly, Shandy, do you, I don't know this. Does it go?
No, it's a totally different song.
Anyway, do you not know this song, Colleen?
No.
I feel like we should play fewer than 30 seconds.
You know the song. You know, suddenly go to the end of the road. Oh. Since I can't let go.
Oh, I do know this song.
You belong to me.
Ooh, I belong to you. Okay. Yeah, you know the song. Everybody knows the song.
I do know this song.
Martha might not know this song. She might be too young. But
yes.
The youthful youngs.
Girl, you know we belong together. I don't have no time for you to be playing with my heart like this. You'll be mine forever, baby. You just wait. Well, that's not a great start. Certainly seems like he isn't taking this breakup well. It must get better, and he'll realize that he's trying to possess her. Girl, I know you really love me. You just don't realize. You've never been there before. It's only your first time. Maybe I'll forgive you. Maybe you'll try.
Maybe you'll try. We should be happy together forever. You and I.
Thank you. Why am I the one reading this? We should have broadcast players this.
I really loved Boys to Men.
Yeah. Only if I can be the one with the really deep voice. The one's like,
oh, we get to that.
You guys, okay, you can do that. Go for it. I will narrate. Okay, maybe he's having a tougher time accepting this than I thought. Maybe arguing that the woman is too dumb to understand how amazing their love life is isn't the best tactic. I'm sure he'll learn as the song goes on. Take it away.
When I can't sleep at night without holding you tight. Girl, each time I try, I just break down and cry. Pain in my head, oh, I'd rather be dead. Spinning around and around.
Oh boy, emotional blackmail and vague suicidal threats. Surely there is a light at the end of this dark tunnel.
This is the deep voice part, right?
Oh, I actually don't know how it goes. Because I feel like all I think is like Barry White.
Wait.
It's like, we got it together now, baby.
Maybe I'll forgive you. So I think I do the ones in parentheses and you do the rest.
How does it go? What is it like, I'm not about to go out and cheat on
you. Yeah, actually, I can't even remember.
I can't remember how it goes.
Says,
just like you did, baby. But it's all right. I love you anyway.
Maybe you will try.
I'm still going to be here for you until my dying day.
We should be happy together forever. Right now,
I'm just in so much pain, baby.
I was going to search for this to play it, but you know, I'm really enjoying your rendition much better.
Because you won't come back.
You and I.
Will you? Just come back to me. I'll only go to the end of the road.
Still I can't let you go.
Oh my goodness.
You belong to me.
It's pretty grandiose.
I just also I want to point out that your audio levels as we started singing, you guys have gotten a little bit like lower and quieter and daintier. shaking my head. Yeah, it might be better if you don't let dudes listen to this one.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think? Is this a song that lyrics don't quite hold up? We can still have fun listening to it.
Yeah, no, I don't think I ever took the song seriously.
I feel like the lyrics of basically almost any song
from the
90s probably don't hold up. From the 90s do not hold up. I'm sorry if that makes me a hypocrite because I came down so much harder on the Baby It's Cold Outside, but man, Boys to Men. It is totally fucked up. It's interesting. The whole cheating thing I always find really fascinating.
Right. And it is such a like topic of so many R&B pop songs.
Oh.
I'm not about to go out and cheat on you just like you did, baby, but that's all right. So like she got herself some strange and now like they're broken up, but like he still wants her and he's like, well, I'm not going to do what you did, but you did it, but that's okay. It's interesting.
Right.
Just, you know.
All right. So what you're saying is you somewhat agree that this sounds like a mentally unhealthy, unstable gentleman having a tough time with a breakup.
He's having a real hard time with the breakup. But, I mean, man.
That's okay.
Catch you tuned. The end of the road. And at the end when it like goes a cappella and it's just their four beautiful voices singing and you're like, oh man.
Boys to Men, didn't they recently tour Boys to Men?
I believe they did.
Yeah, because they were on Groupon.
With like New Kids on the Block.
Yeah. It was over the summer because the Boys to Men New Kids on the Block, I'm pretty sure they were a Groupon here.
Thanks.
That's awesome. If they came to where I live and it wasn't too horrendously expensive, I might consider going just for the 12-year-old and me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, I was so obsessed with Boys to Men, it's kind of ridiculous. And then the year afterwards, I was so obsessed with Nirvana.
Interesting.
What the fuck?
I think Boys to Men, I find interesting.
Are you near Temecula? No, that's LA area, isn't it?
That's too far away, yeah.
They're in Vegas at the Mirage Hotel for a whole bunch of dates. Actually, it looks like they might have a residency there, because when you go to Ticketmaster, pages like results like 21 through 68 are all just them at the Mirage in Vegas. You had,
man, I had them on cassette tape.
Yep.
If you kind of
getting inspired to listen to some tunes after this.
If you're in New Jersey, they have two tour dates in February.
For my birthday.
Nice.
Do you really want to spend your birthday in Jersey?
No.
Actually, on your birthday, they're in Vegas.
Oh my God!
No!
Then Temecula, then Reno. Then a couple random Indiana dates.
What a weird tour schedule.
It appears that way, yes. But
I guess you go where the money is.
Yeah. So you're welcome, everybody out there that was really looking forward to a Boys to Men concert.
Yeah.
If Amanda and Shandy haven't satisfied your itch.
Yeah.
I always satisfy the itches.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Don't you dare. Michael did give us a haiku, though.
Yes.
Oh.
All right. 10-pound baby. Yikes. Fuck yeah, my abs are ripped. Wait, that's a bad thing? You notice I'm leaning against the desk with a pillow tonight, because last night when we were recording, it got to be so uncomfortable, like my arms touching things. So I thought ahead tonight. At least 2 more weeks at the most, I hope. All right, let's finish this puppy off with this week in Andy's virginity.
Okay.
All right. So Andy writes in, "Hey broads, I'm now 47th on the waiting list for that book. And since the book club meeting is in 3 weeks, I think it's safe to say I won't be getting my hands on it and read it before them. Hopefully next month is something I have, or at least available at my library. I'll keep my eye out for other stuff on Meetup. Maybe I'll start something of my own to test the waters."
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. "So my paid membership at the dating site lapsed, but I sometimes still look at it, and I joined another. I'm not paying for it, at least, and I'm not going to be as gung-ho this time around. I guess part of me feels like cutting it out entirely is like giving up, and I feel like I don't have a lot of venues to meet women anyway, so I keep the door open a little bit just in case. Being a virgin this long, you have to have a good supply of hope. Also, I've encountered a few funny profiles, such as one going by the screen name men_r_great, whose bio reads..."
Sorry. I was going to make a really inappropriate joke, but I won't, so go ahead.
Okay.
I said it in my... Thank God I said it in my head before I said it out loud.
So, this person's bio reads, "I big and fun to be with, love me. That's it." Or the woman I would have considered
probably not
talking to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The woman I would have considered talking to were it not for the considerably sized Hello Kitty tattoo on her chest. I'm not opposed to tattoos. They're not for me, but tattoos can be amazing. But of all the things to get tattooed largely and at that location, no less. And of course, the people for whom spelling and grammar remain as elusive items as sexual satisfaction for me. Since this is, to my understanding, the last broadcast before Colleen's maternity leave, I have a question regarding
your
my
lips to God ears, my friend.
I have a question regarding my preferences in dating. Of course, I have certain criteria in a potential girlfriend like anyone else, and I'm flexible with that. There is one thing I've been wondering about. I've been keeping my search to women without children. Considering the age range of the women I'm dating, it's not unusual to run across single moms, much like women who are divorced or separated. Now, this isn't about me not being the father or anything. I'm sure I could be a decent stepdad if things went down that road. It's just my situation with my lack of experience, I worry dating a single mother may be a few too many balls in the air. I don't know if any of you dated single fathers when you were single, and of course, we could open that up to the listeners too, but any input would be appreciated. Of course, I wish Colleen the best as we hit the home stretch. Can't wait to see this kid. I'm sure he'll be awesome. Until then, here's a preemptive bah humbug for all of us single people on Valentine's Day, and maybe a few who aren't or who don't care for the holidays. For the holiday. Hashtag I'm with hers.
I've never dated somebody that was a single parent. But I also,
me neither.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Guess I got my person when I was, what, like 23, 24, something like that? Yeah. 23, so I was young. Shani, as we learned last night, you 22, you got married?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I really just... Yeah, I just never, like, not because I actively discourage or looked. It just never worked out that way, yeah.
Yeah, but that, I mean... It doesn't mean anything now.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like kind of two minds because it's true that like once you're in your 30s, it's more realistic to think that like, you know, some like potential women that you could be dating are going to have kids. And so it seems kind of too bad to rule them out. But at the same time, I do kind of understand that like if you're just like getting your feet wet and dating in general, that might be like too much at once.
Yeah, that might be a big emotional load for you,
right? But to play devil's advocate on that, like, and just the sheer getting out and going on dates, mm-hmm. You know, I think with Andy we're still at the point of like just getting to the first date and getting through that and seeing how that goes.
True.
You know, and you think even if you are dating someone who has kids, theoretically, if they're a responsible parent, they wouldn't introduce you to your, you know, that you and the kids wouldn't have contact for a fair amount of your dating life. So I wouldn't rule it out at this point in your life for just that reason. Like if you're just trying to kind of get out there and do it and experience dating.
No, I like that. Especially because like you're saying, like, it's not necessarily like the first person you go on a date with is going to be the person you marry. So
yeah, and it's like it's not like they're going to bring the kids to the date either. You know,
right.
It's like chances are like if you go on three dates, you probably won't ever come in contact with those kids. Like it wouldn't be unless you really hit it off and like decide to make a go of it. And even then, like, you know, some people are very careful about how and when they introduce their kids, and they take a very long time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
So I wouldn't let that be something that holds you back. I think if it makes you nervous, like, obviously proceed with caution, but don't rule it out completely.
Good point, Amanda. I like that.
I'm on Amanda's side, yeah. She's convinced
what Amanda
me.
Said.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
And then thank you for the good luck. Maybe we should do... Should we do something for Valentine's Day?
I think that's going to depend on you, dear.
That's very true.
Yes.
That's going to be up in the air. But send in stuff for Valentine's Day, guys, because we could also do like Valentine's Day in March or anti-Valentine's Day in March.
We could do a Valentine's Day post show.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I mean, I'm still going to have the internet. I'm going to be able to post things and give up. We can still plan like something for the show. So just... You know, I'm not going to disappear forever. Like we recorded last night with the Real Weird Sisters, and it was actually a incredibly hilarious, fun show. And I'm really excited for everyone to hear it. But that will probably go up the first week that I give birth, and then we'll play it by ear after. Most likely, we'll be off for a week too, just because you know. Be tired and need that, because I don't know if anyone noticed, but like I've noticed that my energy level the last few weeks has been a lot lower than it usually is, and I didn't realize it, but like I'm fucking tired, so probably gonna be
you
more tired
are
at that point.
Super pregnant.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's like the
I'm tired
makes
I'm
sense
just carrying around myself with maybe I don't know like 5 extra pounds of January weight. Like I couldn't imagine like
a whole
20
baby.
Pounds of baby.
Yeah. Tell me about it. No, it's whatever. I mean, it's fine. I'm just tired in general.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, again, so we'll definitely have one thing. one maternity leave podcast, and then we'll figure it out by then. But figure that most likely we will probably miss a week at some point in February. So we're in the home stretch. Maybe we may or may not have a new episode next week. That's not going to depend on me. It's going to depend on the baby.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, then who's going to depend on?
Because babies come when they're ready.
Do you feel though? Do you feel ready? Like, do you have the diapers now?
We got
do you
diapers.
Have, got some outfits. You've got.
Got some outfits. Got some outfits. Got some diapers.
Do we have our names? Do we have some names set aside that we like? A name, a singular name.
We have a name now. Yes.
What if he comes out and is not that?
Well, I don't got another name. It took a while to settle on the one, so.
So this kid is stuck with this name.
This kid is stuck with this name. And
does kid have a middle name?
Yes. And Zach is already talking to him with his name, so he's definitely getting.
That's so cute.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, and Zach is super cute, too. Like, he always.
He, like, understands what's about to happen.
He does, and I think that. I mean, he doesn't. I don't think any of us fully comprehend what's about to happen. But I mean, Zach has a pretty good idea now, especially because he did see, like, when my sister was pregnant, and like Evangeline came out, and you know, she's not as exciting as he thought she was going to be at first. But like, I think now because he does get that, and. You know, we've been very trying to like talk him through like, all right, like it's not going to be just mommy and Zachy or just daddy and Zachy. Like you'll still have your mommy Zachy time, daddy Zachy time. But, you know, you're going to have the baby here, too. So, you know, the baby's going to live with us forever. He's always going to. It's not like he's just going to be here and then leave. You know, like we were talking, he was telling me tonight about soccer shots because he had soccer shots today. And I was like, hey, you know how mommy and daddy come and watch you at soccer shots on family day? I was like, well, next time the baby will be there too. So it'll be mommy and daddy and the baby there. So we're trying to like just kind of prepare him for that. And he's been really, really good about it. He took some of the books from his room that were from when he was a baby and put them in the bookshelf. He's gone through some of his favorite toys and he's like, the baby's gonna play this with me. Oh, he's been really cute about it. He's like helped us, like been there and we set up like the dresser and the bookshelf and he's the one that initiated the swing being set up again because we had to set that back up. And like he like led Jay in there and into the room and was like, we're gonna set this up now, daddy. This is happening.
So, and by the way, this is how you poop.
Yeah. He did say that. He was like, I'm going to teach the baby to go poo-poo on the potty.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you know, this whole time I've been like, shouldn't you go poo-poo on the potty before you teach the baby that? But okay.
let's walk before we run there, kiddo.
Pretty much. So, and then when I was having one of my crying fits earlier, which I haven't been like temper tantrum fits, just like me breaking down into tears on the couch. And he was like, mommy. This was yesterday in the car on the way to pick up my car. And I was just like, oh my God, broken. I'm a loser. And Zach is just like, mommy, you're a grown up. It's going to be okay.
he's so wise.
He's like, why are you crying? You're not a baby. I'm like, I'm crying because I'm a loser, mommy, who cries now.
Nope, it's important for him to know you can cry at any age.
True.
Well, I think over the last 2 days he's certainly gotten that.
Anyone can cry, much like anyone can poop.
Yeah. Fair enough. So anyway, he's been really good about it. He's been much better about it. He falls asleep when I lay down with him. He lays down and falls asleep like right below my stomach. And the first thing he does in the morning is, I want to kiss the baby. So he says good morning.
Aww.
I was showing him. He wanted to look at the bassinet earlier after we went in the shower. And plays like, you know, his little thing, it plays music. and he was like, I want to sit here and enjoy this song with the baby. So, that is verbatim. That's what he said. And I was like, okay, you do that. So he's a good kid. So thankfully, but anyway, before I forget, cause I really don't want to forget this. So the Ramblecast on their last episode talked about Boston's tattoo. It was by Skin Motion. And yeah, essentially, dude, it is so a cool sound wave of his daughter saying, I love you, daddy, or something like that. And he was able to actually set it up that the Jay and Jack Network is going to be giving away a free Soundwave tattoo activation courtesy of Skin Motion. No, it's not a porn company. It is a tattoo company. you pay for the tattoo ink, but they'll give you the actual Soundwave, which is a $39 value. And, well, that's as much information as they gave us. But I believe what we're doing is we're going to try to get new patrons and then do a drawing. I just realized that what I'm reading is like, we'll figure out the details later, guys. So stay tuned for those details.
Typical Ramblecast style.
It made me go on and ramble about it as the responsible one.
Who, you know, just like, keep rambling. Eventually you'll figure it out. We'll get to the point.
A big note on my outline was like, don't forget Boston's tattoo thing! !! So stay tuned for that if you're interested, though. That will be a thing that happens soon.
In all serious, though, it's really cool. That picture he posted showing how it works, it's really cool. And they look really, really cool, too.
Yeah, like, really cool.
I was always a little, like, skeptical of the, like EKG look. But, it looks beautiful. The way the technology works is super cool. I think it's a really cool thing.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's not a giant Hello Kitty on someone's chest?
It is not a giant Hello Kitty on someone's chest. I mean, not to knock someone else's choice in body art.
Totally true. Yeah. But you never know the reasons.
I think if you're going to get a tat, it's a pretty cool one to get.
Yeah. So I think the moral of the story is something with recruit some patrons. So speaking of, thank you to all of our patrons. If you're interested in being a patron, you can go to patreon.com/jayandjack. We are also trying to do our 100 person patron. I said last night that I think there was only one. There might have been two. Hold on. I could be very wrong here. I probably am not, though, because I'm awesome and never wrong. Let's see. Nope. Okay. We're still at one. No.
100 patrons, and like, how many weeks are there in the year? This is totally doable.
Yeah, that's like 2 weeks. No, actually, we're at two. We had Eric and Patrick. So I forgot about Eric last week. Sorry.
So let's get some ladies. Let's get some lady patrons.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem might be like the whole, you know, making 70 cents on the dollar.
Oh, I was going to say needing your husband's permission to be a patron.
Any lady patron can put in 73% less and still will give them the extra benefit.
Yeah, you can edit your pledge amount. That's cool.
Yep.
So thank you again to all of our patrons, particularly patrons that contribute at a certain level, and you can go on and see what level that is. That would be Eckhart, Tack, Molly, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you, guys. If you're so inclined, you can shop through the Amazon affiliates link, and that is jayandjack.com/Amazon, all lowercase letters. My exciting purchase for the week was I ordered some batteries through that website the other day.
Batteries, so you're stocked up.
I am stocked up.
Your house will not burn down.
My house will not burn down.
It's good. This is all very important things.
Ironically, it was doorbell batteries.
Do those take the same as a vibrator?
I have no idea. They're little ones. They're like yay big.
So they're probably
A23s or something like that.
That's crazy.
Well, so I ordered them, and then Jay put them in this because they came today, and we found out that the battery actually wasn't the problem. It was the battery in the sound box, which was a D battery, which we've had a gazillion of them laying around since it broke. So
definitely that, sounds like a giant D battery.
Yeah, seriously.
D battery move.
But anyways, ding, on that note, does anybody have anything else? I feel bad. I feel like I was like a wet blanket, boring person this episode. What? This is not how I wanted to go out on maternity
leave. You had great stories about poop.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I always have great stories about poop.
Yep. You can never, you know, never knock a good story about pooping.
I did learn about cats tonight. Cougars, pumas, jaguars, mountain lions.
Guys, I was really into animals. I thought I was going to be a zoologist.
Mm. Nice.
And if you like animals, you can stay tuned for our bestiality edition of Fuck, Marry, Kill on Harry Potter on with the Real Weird Sisters.
I'm so excited for that episode.
Yeah,
it was really fun. They are really wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but check them out. Get familiar with them before the episode drops, which will be really soon. So, alrighty then. I guess I'm good. I'm going to go to sleep.
It's good plan. Solid.
Sweet. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
All right. Peace out, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.